When you're sleeping, your breath is very dysregulated. When you're preparing to sleep, you don't have to do too much with your breath. Your breath is so magic. You have an ability to control it, and then you have an ability to do it without conscious control. You can't do that with your digestion or with your pulse. I think your breath is the only part of your human function that you can do both consciously or indirectly and without conscious control. So take advantage of that when you meditate. Let your breath drift and wander as it might in sport or when you're asleep. And then at times, if you get distracted or when your mind wanders, do some conscious breathing. Play with that tonight, letting your breath come in and out of conscious experience. It doesn't have to be one or the other. When you are comfortable, you might be ready to close your eyes. Settle in, shuffle into your bed or your seat, however you're going to be resting or sleeping. Make yourself a little more cozy. And start by forgiving. Just accept that people have made mistakes today. And that you've made mistakes today. Feelings have been hurt left and right, in and out. We are not divine, we are flesh and blood. There is no avoiding the accidental or intentional harm. Maybe you can grieve a certain thing or things you've done wrong, but you can't hold on to it while you sleep. Just set it aside on your night table. That's all you can do. You start to feel the light dimming and your consciousness dispersing, and your will weakening. Little bits and edges and fragments of dreams start to pry into these conscious moments. Like a tickle. And at this very moment, as you breathe and settle and feel gravity and tiredness, even exhaustion, draw you in. Take a pause to acknowledge the greatness of the world entire. That it came out of a single spark, and that we are all still in some way connected. awesomely, fearfully, joyfully connected. From that sense of profound connection, maybe you notice an outpouring of love toward the world that is so deeply and fervently entwined. And you're breathing, you're settling in whatever sadness or distress you felt, you can let it go. All your worries will be there for you in the morning. And for now, you can surrender them. There's nothing you can do about them from your bed. So let them go. Know that you are sheltered. You are protected in a refuge and a stronghold from eagle's wings, protected by a shield. And the universe is covering you. Devoted to you. Guarding you. Maybe in your sleep, you might cry out. But the world is with you in any distress. Lie down in wholeness, harmony, and security, knowing that you will rise up again in health. You will go out of the day in peace and prosperity, and enter the next day with the same security. And that there is goodness out there. Goodness that looked over your ancestors, and goodness that will be there for those who follow us. You can count on it. You're breathing in, you're letting your muscles relax, you're letting your spine extend. No longer facing gravity, but working with it in surrender. No longer holding thoughts together in constructed logic. But letting the brain unfetter and tease out all the little alleyways of imagination, tumbling into dream. You are blessed. You are guarded. The universe is looking down upon you with grace. And the universe looks toward you and grants you wholeness, being complete. There are great and gracious and good forces preparing you for sleep. Days are filled with wonderment and questions and strivings intellectually. And at night, we can put down to our right side all of those questions that perturb us, that tantalize us, that can't be answered. In the days, we strive and work and struggle mightily, endeavoring. At night, we can put down all of that industriousness at our left side. Breathing and letting go. So many times we can't find our way. So many times we lose the path. And at night, there is a light held out before us, illumining our way. We are sore and we ache. We experience harm, pain, or suffering during the day. And at night, behind us is a great force for healing. And above us, above it all, the warm and loving embrace of a caring universe. Take a few more moments to fidget and fiddle, adjust and squirm. Get yourself nice and comfy. And take another breath in and say the ancient word Sela as we breathe out. You are guarded. The world is full and eternal. Has unity and love. And you are held closely tenderly, without fear.